And one, two, straight back, straddle, tuck back to seat, half twist to seat, half twist, tuck jump, tuck back, tuck Barani, pike jump, pike front.
Synchronized trampolining involves two people on two separate trampolines doing the same routine in total synchronization. Same shape, same time, same movement.
Right, so we go one, two.
So the way you get in sync is you both start bouncing at the same time, and one person will lead both people in counting into the routine. So I normally do it as and, one, two, and then we go on three.
Ready? And one, two.
It's hard to keep in bounce if you are bouncing with somebody of a different level or a different ability or different body size, different power. But generally, you usually find your best synchro partner and it becomes a lot easier the more you practice.
Ready? And one, two.
What I think about when I'm bouncing is generally just the routine. What's each move is coming up next, and obviously the main other point where your partner is. Are you in time or are you not in time?
What I generally think about when I'm doing synchro is matching my partner's height and making sure that we both keep in time.
When I've made it through a routine and it's gone well, it's just a really nice feeling. It's kind of trying to do your best at a competition, and I don't compete necessarily to try and win all of the time, but it's nice to know I've done a routine well and do my best. And then when it's gone bad, I'm quite hard on myself, so I tend to get a little bit frustrated. It's definitely helpful if you have done at least a little bit of trampolining before and you understand the basics. So as long as you've done that, then just grab someone who's at a similar level to you and then you're on the right track.
Ready?
Just as a single trampoliner, it helps you learn about your body awareness, awareness of what's going on around you, and it really creates a much more overall better impact of your trampolining.
Half twist, tuck jump, full twist.